The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how fast you were going?
What? How fast you were going?
I don't know. 10?
8.
Be advised, this is an explicit podcast. If you're easily offended, get your panties twisted into a knot. Leave now. Run in your safe space. Get your little cloth for your tears. All the opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and his guest and do not reflect the opinions of any local or government agency. Welcome to Murder Cop Crimes Podcast. I'm your host, Iceman. I apologize. I ain't putting nothing out Sunday. Mother's Day. Late, belated happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And the reason I didn't put something out is we were celebrating Mother's Day down at Fluffy's house. And instead of bringing my normal grown-up beverages, which is whiskey, me and Bam had been at the store, and I just grabbed one of them bottles, one of them big bottles of rum punch that was already pre-mixed and stuff. And I had the two glasses. I didn't get drunk. I didn't get a buzz or nothing. But for some reason, it made me extremely tired. I mean, I had zero energy. Almost like I was like a bad hangover, like zero energy. And I wasn't going to come record with no energy because it would have really sucked bad. So that's my excuse. But at least I'm doing it tonight. Making up for it. So get the housekeeping out the way. Like and subscribe. YouTube, Facebook, Rumble. We're on Truth Social. On Twitter. On Instagram. Make sure you like, hit the bells. You'll know, you know, when we do go live, if you'd like to watch the live show. If not, you can do the audio. If you're on Apple, write a 5-star. Write a review, I'll shout it out to you. You know, Spotify, like I said, I always say, I don't think you can write anything, but you can do a 5-star. If you like, make sure you share it with all your friends. Helps with the algorithm and stuff like that. Okay. Well, don't have a guest, obviously. We'll talk about some stories. Some of them are hot off the press just from today, from some traffic stops I made earlier today. Were kind of interesting. They got one. We'll start off with the first one. When I do tell the first one, I'm not going to start it off with it yet, but I feel like I've told a story, but I can't remember. I still had the paper written down, so I'm not sure if I did or not. I'm old, and I don't remember all the time, so bear with me. Tomorrow is the services for Nick Tulye. If some of the people that don't know, out of state and everything, y'all have heard me talk about him on some of my previous episodes. He did pass away. He was 47 years old. He was wounded in 2016 in Baton Rouge when a piece of shit motherfucker ambushed a whole bunch of cops. This was right after, you know, when all that crap was going on, and some black nationalist or militant or some guy like that, they ambushed a whole bunch of cops in Baton Rouge. There were some EBR guys along with some Baton Rouge City guys. Well, he passed away from his injuries just the other day. He's the fourth person. He was the fourth one to die from that assault on Airline Highway. It happened on July 17th, 2016. We lost Deputy Brad Garofalo, Baton Rouge Policeman Montrell Jackson, and Matthew Gerald. They all were murdered on that day also, leaving families and children and wives and stuff, you know, without their father and husbands. They said the procession, I don't know if you, it's still up on Facebook if anybody wants to go from the day he died. I was involved with the procession where we brought his body from the hospital to the funeral home. It was from Baton Rouge to Denham Springs. It's like 10 and a half miles, I think it is, total. But I was involved in that. I live streamed it while I was on the bike. If you want to go back and watch that, you can. Now, tomorrow is his services, and I believe it's the actual services start at 1. I'll be involved in the procession there also. So I'm thinking that the side services will be just starting at 1 o'clock, I'm figuring. I'm guessing it's going to be 2:30, 3 o'clock before they even think about leaving. If y'all, anybody interested, I will. I'll live stream the procession. I can't guarantee nothing once we go graveside. Depends on where we park and stuff like that. I may just let it run and y'all can maybe hear it or something like that, but I'm not going to be able to hold the phone when we're out doing the full deal with them. It's disrespectful and I won't do it. I may just, depends on where we park at, I may just leave it running. If not, y'all won't see that part. And if you want to watch the procession, it'll be live on Facebook. You'll have to go follow me on Facebook to see it. Other than that, or set you a thing or something. So from between 2, 3, or 4, whenever we leave, it'll be done. I'm pretty sure it's going to be an extremely long. It's going to be a long procession, and probably thousands and thousands of people will probably show up. Nick's been a big part of the community for a long time, and everybody in this area knows who he is in numerous parishes. So, more than welcome to come on. I just got a text message. It's weird. My phone was ringing. I ignored it, but they sent a text message, and it says, "Hey, Linda, this is my new number. Call me." And they spelled "Hey" H-A-Y. I don't know who Linda is. Obviously, it's not me. I ought to call on here, see who it is. But anyway, we're gonna do that. We're gonna give Nick as much honor and respect as we can. I mean, he's passed away way too long, and he's not been himself ever since he got shot. Somebody needs to go. It's all over the internet. If anybody wants to go read the whole entire stuff that happened that day, I'm not gonna get into it. I wasn't out there, but I knew a lot of these guys and stuff like that. So if anybody wants to go look it up, his name is Nicholas, or Nick, N-I-C-K, and the last name is spelled T-U-L-L-I-E-R. That's all you gotta do is put it in there, and there's stuff all over the internet on it. You can look it up yourself. Other than that, let's move on to, I got a dry throat. Let me get some of this Georgia Monkey I'm drinking. We'll get on to some stories. Oh, this weekend, Mother's Day. We got Bam. She got herself a, or I got her a, she wanted it. She paid for it, the thing. But she wanted a Russian tortoise. I know. It's a turtle. But the Russian tortoise. Well, they had one. Got it for her. His name is Stu. Like tortoise stew. You know, I thought it could be like turtle soup. Or as much as this little sucker shits, and he's a Russian, we should have named him Putin, because he's Putin all over the damn place. But she makes her happy. And a happy wife is a happy life, right? The reason I mention this is, you know, everybody knows I'm anonymous. I was getting out of my car at the local pet place around here. And just a shout out also. Of course, I always wear my own shirts promoting, you know, the podcast, Murder Cop Chronicle. This guy and his wife and his kid saw me, came up to me, and he asked me if I was the Murder Cop. Well, it kind of threw me off for a second because I'm, you know, there is a guy out there that was way before me that called himself the Murder Cop. But he said, none of the podcast. I was like, oh, yeah, it kind of threw me off. He said, yeah, that's me. And he did inform me that he listened to all the episodes and stuff like that. And we talked and stuff. And he said he worked for NOPD or something for like 6 or 7 years. Gave him an offer to come on. If you're listening, the offer's still there. Email murdercopchronicles@gmail.com or send me a DM on the Facebook or something. But if you still want to come on as a guest, tell some of your stories, hit me up. Anyway, I actually got to meet a listener, which is neat, because me being anonymous, you know, people, you know, don't do it. So it was humbling, and I appreciate it. I appreciate him listening. You know, that was a new thing for me, you know, because I don't get, you know, recognized or anything like that. And knowing somebody actually listens and enjoys what I'm talking about, and not me just assuming that, you know, I know there's other ones out there, but other people out there that enjoy it. But for me, actually meeting, running into somebody, it was a humble experience, and I enjoyed it. So thank you. I don't know what kind of nickname we'll have for him. He was returning a dead fish to the pet store. He said it was his first fish he ever had, and it died. It was an angel fish. So we'll just, I don't know. We'll just call him Fish Killer or something for right now. Anyway, I don't know. Come up with something, but I appreciate it, and I'm glad he listens. Hope I hear from him. So we'll go on into the story. Just, I doubt this is going to be a whole hour episode, but I don't know. Sometimes I start rambling. So let's start the shit show. Like I said, this one here, I'm not sure if I feel like I told it, but I don't remember. So, like I said, I'm an old motherfucker. So if I have, deal with it. No, you've heard it before. Fast forward a couple minutes or whatever. Anyway, I had pulled a car over for doing a 79 and 60. This was a while back. I asked this driver, yeah, out of state plates. I don't know if it's Florida or Mississippi. I'm not real sure. Anyway, I asked the driver for his driver's license, and the passenger woman hands me her military ID. Look, don't get me wrong. I appreciate what our military people do for us a lot. But don't just sling any ID out at me thinking I'm just going to give you special privileges. It's very aggravating. Just like if I pull over to the law enforcement officer and I had one a long time ago. She had to work in a jail. Female pulled her for speed, and she's getting it too. And as I'm walking up to the vehicle, she slings a badge out the window on me, flops it out. it's rude, pisses me off. I let her know that was not the proper way to do things, and explained it to her, and I let her go. But she knew I wasn't. I told her how much unhappy I was with her. That's not how you handle your business. I will ask somebody, you know, or I'll say, look, I got a duty weapon in here. You say that to kind of let them know you're a cop. Or if, you know, I was like, look, does it make any difference if I work in law enforcement? If they say no, they know. I get a ticket or whatever. But I'm pretty much of a pawpaw now driving, so I don't speed a whole lot. So I haven't been pulled over in a long time, knock on some wood. But this woman pulls her with military ID out on me, and I'm like, okay. I look at her, and I look back at the driver and ask him again. I said, do you have a driver's license? The passenger, just female, this lady, raised her voice, like, up at me, okay? And she says, he's getting it. I'm like, okay, well, I shouldn't have to ask twice, right? I says, and then she busts out to me, I was abused by my husband yesterday or something like that. And I say, okay, well, so I don't give you the right to raise your voice at me. And her response is to turn her camera on her phone on and start recording me, which, okay, I don't care, record me. I'm not doing anything wrong. I actually looked at the camera and said, hi, and to her camera phone. Anyway, I go back, come back, I give him his ticket. I'm explaining it to him. You know, she just filmed me the whole time after that, and she kept her mouth shut. Y'all know I'm probably, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Because I don't condone at all a man putting his hands on a woman or vice versa. Domestic violence is very wrong. But if she was acting like that towards me and we just met, I see why her husband might turn and pop the fuck out of her, because she wasn't all bruised up and beat up. She didn't look like, you know, Rocky and Apollo Creed just got into her, nothing like that. I didn't see any marks on her. But she popped off to me like that. I could see why that motherfucker wanted her out to move them out the house, because she's a bitch. She was just a bitch. And I just met her. I just met her, and I didn't like her. I wanted to divorce her, and I wasn't even married to her. I could see maybe, like I said, it's not right. I didn't condone it, but I could see I could tell she was one of them bitches that just would like to push your buttons and probably wants to see how far she can push you till you pop the shit out of her. She just had that attitude about her. So just thought I'd throw, I don't remember if I told her or not, but I said I'd only been around for 30 minutes, and I was like, you know, it's 30 seconds. I'm like, yeah, this woman's a raging bitch, and bye-bye. So he was probably the one in the military, not her. She's probably the wife or something. But we will move on to the next one. I pulled a black pickup truck over for doing 74 and a 60 in the Hammer Lane, coming up on a white van. One of them Chester vans. That's what I call them, white vans, them old Chester Molester vans anyway. Anyway, I pulled them over, made them approach, advised them. I always tell everybody what they did. I don't introduce myself. I don't say, hey, I'm Deputy so-and-so or whatever with such and such department, because I have patches on my arm that say which department I'm in, which parish I work for. And I have a big name tag on my chest that has my name on it. Well, my first initial and last name. So I don't feel the need to say, hey, I'm Deputy so-and-so with such and such department. The reason I pulled you over was I just let them know why I pulled them over. It's the first thing I say. Or I'll say, how you doing? This is the reason I pulled you over. Every time. I see them on TV and stuff like that. Some of these, I don't know why. Maybe it's different agencies, or maybe they're trained different where they don't tell the people why they pulled them over before. I mean, I'm just like, hey, I pulled you over. This is why I pulled you over. So there's no questions about it. So I go and make my approach. I advise him what he had done. You know, sir, I pulled you over during 74 and 60. And this guy looks at me and says, so you're going to pull me over for going with the car that was in front of me, but you picked me. Why? This is why what he said, still in the quote here. Why? Because I have Texas plates. Thing like that. Okay, it's one of these dickheads. I looked at him. I said, no, sir. I said, the car in front of you was doing like 68. You were catching up with it and doing 74. That's why I use a LIDAR. And I said, second of all, I clocked you at like 760-something, point-something feet away. At that distance, I couldn't tell what kind of plate you had on your damn car. I said, so you might want to just hold your attitude. Think about it real good before you keep climbing up a tree. See if you really want to climb that tree. So I went ahead and I went back, did my thing, came back, gave him his ticket. And the dude just had this fucking attitude. Just obnoxious, like, thought he was like, I don't know, king of this shit or something. Could not believe that I was writing him a ticket. Well, I noticed on his little name tag he had hanging on his shirt that he worked for Albertson's supermarket. This man was probably about my age or older. I mean, are you mad because you still work at Albertson's? I mean, I'm pretty sure he was some, you know, corporate person or bigwig. I would hope he at this point he wasn't the buggy boy, but maybe everybody at Albertson's will lay down and kiss your grocery store man ass. We're not in Albertson's anymore, Toto. We're in the real world. And I don't have 10 for a dollar cans or nothing. Lose your fucking attitude. Okay? Maybe he's pissed off because he's a grown man, still works at a grocery store. I don't know. Dude was a prick. I don't shop at Albertson's anyway. I find them too expensive. They think they're too bougie or something like that anyway. So he can go on about his business with his fucking speeding ticket. Have a nice day, said the ice man. Next, we're just going from story to story today. Next, I make a traffic stop. Well, not that day. This was just the next story. This was on the 2nd of this month. I make a traffic stop doing like 75 and a 60, 15 over. Handicap, Louisiana plates. They had three people in the vehicle. This one's going to get interesting, especially if they're listening. Three people in the vehicle, two ladies up front, a man sitting in the back seat. Walk up, I advised them, you know, what they did. The reason I pulled you over, man, was doing 75 and a 60. The passenger lady starts talking to me. It's her. She's like, it's her. It's my car. I'm like, okay. Well. And that's her sister that was driving, brother-in-law in the back seat. His name is Bill. Not really. Not sure what his real name is, but that's because he calls her Seal, I found out. Bill, they call him because he's the brother-in-law. Get it? B-I-L. Okay. And she's Seal because she's the sister-in-law. That's what their little nicknames are for each other. You know. She's talking. I'm very, very nice people. Very talkative. She's talking to me, and I'm like, I said, you keep talking to me. You trying to talk me out of giving your sister a ticket. She kind of laughs. Like I said, they're super nice people. The sister and the brother, sister-in-law and brother-in-law, they live out of state, like in Denver or something like that, Colorado. They live up north somewhere. So I think Denver, if I remember correctly. But the passenger lady, we're going to call her Miss Mamou. Mamou is a town here in Louisiana for out-of state people. And that's the actual name of it. You can look it up if you want. That's where she is. Well, Miss Mamou thought, which is nice, because, but she thought the Iceman was very attractive. Okay. She thought that the Iceman was chilling. At one point, she said, "Can you step back?" And I looked. I said, "Hey, no, no, no." And I put my hands over my private parts. So you cannot be looking at my pee-pee. She said, laughing. You know, I'll say this. She checked my butt out when I was walking back to the car. I told her, "Stop looking at my butt." And she was a 67, I think she's 67 years old from Mamu. She's got some health issues going on. She's on some oxygen tanks. I hope she's feeling okay and better. And I did tell her, "Nice man is very nice." I told her that if I was not a happily married man and I was single, that she'd need more than just one oxygen tank. We'd need 3 or 4, maybe 5 oxygen tanks so she could catch her breath. But anyway, it was it was funny, too. She said something. She asked me how big my feet were. You know, she said somewhere in conversation, she said something about she don't want nothing more than 6 inches because more than 6 inches hurts. It's like, okay. Her sister was like, "Oh my God." She said she never talks like this. She never talks like this. I don't know. I just bring it out in people, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, long story short, it was an enjoyable traffic stop. They were funny. I think I'm pretty damn funny myself, too. But it was enjoyable traffic stop. I let her go with a warning. But it was just an enjoyable traffic stop. Nice people. I gave them a thing. I think they might be listening to the podcast. If they do, here's y'all's story. I enjoyed the traffic stop. Bill and Seal and Miss Mamu. And it was fun. I enjoyed it. It's good to be able to laugh at work sometimes and make people smile and stuff like that. And if y'all listen, I hope y'all enjoying the show because this is y'all story here. Oh, and Bill did tell me, he looked at me, you know, because Miss Mamu, I thought the Iceman was attractive. Oh, Bill back there, he did inform me that he found no attraction towards me whatsoever, which I am quite ecstatic about. I am glad Bill has no attraction towards me. I think I had my good smell of cologne on. That must have been it, or the haircut. I don't know. Anyway, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I believe they got home safe and everything like that. And it was a good time. It was a fun traffic stop. And hey, who don't like to be flirted with, right? Especially when you're getting being an old fat fucker like me. So I enjoyed it, Miss Mamu. And if you run into me again, do not try to look at my pee pee, and don't be oogling the Iceman's butt, okay? Because I don't care if you look at it. It's fun. I guess I had fun. Anyway, going to the, hey, at least it wasn't three large women with spandex unitards on that were one trying to keep sticking her tongue down my throat and stuff like that. Miss Mamu, at least had enough respect for herself and me not to try to take advantage of the Iceman. Thank you. Let's go to the next story. Y'all keep getting that picture in y'all head. That's right. Think about it. All right. He's happened. What is this? This is today. Made a traffic stop. The traffic stop's wasn't nothing to it. You know, there's a little blonde-headed girl. She's like 23. She's on her way to a funeral. I think she was only like 74 or something like that. It wasn't the main part of it. Now, as I said before, when I work the interstate out there, I do it in my unit just because it's dangerous. And, you know, if I do get hit, at least I got a little metal around me. So I'm in my unit. I'm exiting my unit to go give her her citation. As I'm doing so, you know, I'm looking, I'm checking behind me because I don't want to get run over there also. And there's this newer model GMC pickup truck, kind of one of them, I think it's one of them subdued colors, you know, I don't know, the matte finishes, I don't know what they call them. It done moved on, no, I'm on a shoulder with all my lights on, it done moved onto the shoulder, and it's coming towards me on the shoulder, towards my unit stuff, at a little faster pace than was making me you know, not super cautious. Well, first of all, I'm already on a traffic stop, and now I got somebody pulling up behind me at quite a fast pace. Then guess what else they had? No, not that. I don't know if they had crabs. No, I'm joking. What they did have was they had illegally tinted windows. So what? I can't see inside the vehicle. You're pulling up behind me at a high rate of speed. So I took my gun out of the holster and had it in my hand down by my side. Okay. Because I don't want to be in the holster if that's just one less step I got to deal with now, because I don't know what the fuck's about to happen, you know. So I pull my gun out of the holster and it's in my hand. I'm not pointing it at anybody at the time. By the time it stops behind me, probably about 4 or 5 feet behind my unit. I'm like, what the hell? Like I said, I cannot see in this vehicle, which I don't like for my safety. So I move over. I'm switching positions here because I don't want to stand, be a sitting target and that. So I start switching positions. Passenger door cart starts opening, and I move my gun up a little bit. I don't actually take full aim with it because I still – my spidey senses wasn't going off, okay? But it's still – they're not always right, and I would rather be – you know, I'm going to be precautious. Well, it's a female passenger car, you tell me, and then the driver said they had some 18-wheeler. Some 18-wheeler tried to run them off the road. And he explained to me, he's like, there it is right there. It's going past. I'm like, okay. I said, sir, I'm on the traffic stop. I have all this lady's information with me. I just can't jump in my car and take after him. I said, call whoever you did want to phone with somebody, probably state police dispatch. I said, call whoever you are. You got a description of the vehicle. And give it to the next parish over, because I was real close to the parish line. There was nowhere for this 18-wheeler to go, but they were going to go into the next parish. And, I said, just do that. Well, he did that, and they ended up leaving. So I go back to my violator, the little blonde-headed girl, and I walk up, and she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, well, are you okay? And she's like, and she said, you had your gun out. You pulled your gun out. And I'm like, yes, I did. I said, can I explain to her? I said, I had that vehicle pulling up behind us really fast. I didn't know if you had called for backup or what the hell's going on. I don't like people behind me like that. Job difficulties enough for me to get surrounded. And I explained to her. It actually, she didn't start crying. Looked like she was almost at the point. I think it scared her more than it scared the people I had my gun out looking at. But, yeah. So, I never pointed at anybody. I'm glad, because they had a child in the back seat of this truck, which was properly restrained. But, yeah. So, any civilians out there listening, a little PSA, okay? If you see a cop pulled over on the road and have something to tell him, want to tell him, don't come speeding up and pull up right behind me, especially when you got illegally tinted window. Step way back, or better yet, pull way up in front far enough not to make him nervous, and put your flashers on. Pretty sure once he finishes with that violation, he's going to know what the fuck you just pulled up there for, or come and see if you need help. Do it that way. Don't pull up behind him. Try to pull up in front of him. Turn your flashers on. Let him know, hey. You know, and then they'll probably come check on you, okay? But don't do what Numbskull did today, you know, that I felt the need to pull my gun out of its holster, okay? We don't like doing that. Because all it takes is somebody making a wrong move or doing something that I perceive as a complete, you know, threat on my life, somebody else's life, and stuff can go totally different. And I don't want to have to be in that situation, hopefully ever. So there's the next one. Just giving them all to y'all tonight. Not saving nothing. This next one is I pulled over an older model Honda. I think it was a Civic or Corolla. I'm not sure. It was older model. Old enough where the headliner was kind of hanging down. That's delicious. Anyway, Louisiana plates pulled over. We're going super fast again. Today was not a super fast day. 74 and a 60, 14 over. I pull them over. Got a young lady in there. She was 27 years old. She had two children in the back. One looked probably three-ish or so. And the other one looked, it was like either old enough for preschool or getting almost ready for preschool, okay? So he was, what, five? They're both properly restrained in their car seats in the back seat. I had made my approach and told her the reason I pulled you over was doing 74 and 16, you know, driver's license, insurance, and registration. Or, you know, registration or insurance. One or both. It don't matter. Give me what you got. Well, Robert, I don't know if it's his term or whatever, but I still use it from Louisiana Saturday Night Podcast. She started doing the 415 struggle. I mean, shuffle. Reason he called it that is because Louisiana Revised Statute 32:415 is the law that we write up for driving under suspension. And for some reason, people that don't have a driver's license are suspended. When you pull them over and ask them for it, they start looking through everything. They'll dig in their pockets. They'll go through their purse. They'll go through their glove compartments. They'll look through the dog shit on the side of the road. They will look everywhere for their driver's license. I don't know who keeps a driver's license. And in some of the places these people are looking, oh, I got to go. I'm fine. Once they start doing that, I don't even let them go for that long. I'll look at them, you know, when they start, I don't have it. And I'm like, are you driving under suspension? And sometimes, most of the time, I go, yeah. I said, why don't you just say that and you're trying to waste our time so everybody can run around and try to, like, find your non-existent driver's license? I mean, what do you think? When you start looking for it, God is going to miracle you a driver's license into your – no, it's not going to happen. Anyway, she didn't have her driver's license on. She was digging around doing the 415 shuffle, and I'm like, are you suspended? Oh, no, I don't think so. Okay, well, yeah. Probably are. So I go back to, you know, I get everything ran. Can't come back. Of course, her license was suspended, but I'm not going to strand very small children on this bridge. It's dangerous, and it's nowhere for me to bring her. So, but, yeah, I mean, just stop doing it. The whole thing on the story is when I come up, I'm making my approach. She rolls the window down, I advise her, you know. Well, I stopped her, and I'm sorry if I'm yawning and stuff like that. It's been a long day. And it's, it's 9 o'clock as I'm doing this. I still got to release it and stuff, so bear with me, because I don't like not putting stuff out. But when I walked up and was making an approach, of course, you know, she's got, like, her hair's, like, three different fucking colors. Oh, like, I don't know if she thinks she's rainbow bright or whatever. She has this spaghetti top, little halter, like, spaghetti top shirt on, you know, like, spaghetti string top. Well, I thought one of her titties was completely hanging out of it. But nope, it was just enough, and it was weird because it was just on one. Just enough coverage on that one teddy that it was barely above her nipple, I know. And I'm like, this thing's just going to pop out. It's gonna, if she's anything like Freebird, she can put somebody's eye out or something like that. But her titty was just hanging. I was like, it was weird. But her titty was about to hang, just fly out. She's what we call my old partner Rabbit. What he come up with a term we call trailer park sexy. Okay, you can see the potential, decent looking girl, but they're just dirty. Well, I'm looking at this kid in the back seat while I'm trying to explain everything to her. The oldest one, and he is eating boogers out of his nose like they're fucking M&M's, you hear me? I mean, just, he's eating booger after booger after booger after booger. I looked at Rainbow Bright and said, do you have any snacks? She said, for what? I said, your son's hungry. He's eating his boogers. It's gross. Oh, I don't have none. And I said, I said, you hungry, boy, buddy? You want a snack? I mean, if he would have actually spoke to me, I had some gummy bears in the car, unopened. I'd have gave to him. I mean, it's the same consistency of a booger, but it tastes a lot better, right? I look at him and say, you know, hey, boy, you need something like that? No. He just stares at me like I just, you know, ask him to skin a cat and cook a dog or something. So finally, I mean, I don't think he ever did answer me. I ended up, you know, to see if anybody, you know, wanted to check that out. But like I said, he never went in. This kid, he just staring at me. Well, he ain't getting his no gummy worms. I said, ooh, he's side-eyeing me. He almost not like me much. His mama, Rainbow Bright, she's like, we'll just call her Rainbow Titties. She's like, oh, yeah, well, he, you know, the nerves, please make him nervous, you know, because his daddy's been out and out of prison a few times. Yeah, well, we're setting a good example there. I can see why the kid don't want me around. And, stop making kids. Stop making kids. If you can't afford them, you can't even close to afford them, stop making them. If they're here, that's fine. You do your damnedest to raise them and hope to God they come out not stupid. So, but yeah, but the whole time she knows what she was doing. I mean, I was just waiting for the whole, but it, I was just waiting for that. It was just one. The other one was covered. Just that one tit. I was just waiting to, like, come out and put somebody's eye out in. So that was it on that one. Miss, like I said, Rainbow Bright and her barely covered tatas. I will say, I mean, they look pretty perky for having two kids, though. I mean, I'll give her that. They were still, they had the sag going on, but it wasn't as bad as you'd think some of the other ones are. She had a damn good bra on, which I doubt it. I don't think she could afford an expensive bra. But anyway, no, and there's no picture. So, pervert, Roy, stuff like that, don't ask. Next, right after that, the next stop, I pulled over a white vehicle. Didn't know what it was at first until I got stopped. It was one of them Tesla. I think it was like a Model 4 or something like that. It was weird looking. But it was a Tesla, 77 and a 60, 17 miles an hour speed limit. I walk up, same spiel. I can go through everything. Well, this is a female. I don't know. And she's wearing like a sports bra, like you've been working out in, and a pair of fucking yoga shorts. I'm like, well, I don't know, was titty day today or something? Just, you know, I keep getting bombarded with titties. I mean, do I look thirsty? Do I need calcium? I don't know. But I look at her and I tell her, I said, you're doing 77 and 60, so I put you over. She says, well, I wasn't driving. I don't know if y'all remember a few weeks back, I had one of these. I said, well, your car was doing 77 to 60. She's like, well, it's not supposed to speed. Well, I don't know what it's fucking supposed to do. I can tell you what it was doing because I had a green dot from my laser sitting on it. You were speeding. And, I mean, if your shit's wrong, call Elon Musk. I don't know what to tell you. She wasn't rude or nothing, but I mean, I gave her a ticket, but this is the second one. Second Tesla I've had that they tried to use the excuse that they were not driving, that the car was driving. Okay? Well, you're behind the wheel. It's your car. If you're in the car, you're responsible for it. I'm not going to write the car itself a ticket, but you were in control. You were supposed to be controlling it. All right, this is the last one. That went way longer than I thought I was going to be going to. That's me running my mouth, ranting. I pulled over a Hyundai SUV, doing 74 and a 60 miles an hour. As I told you, today was a big 74 day. Guy said that he was on his way home. Okay, I saw his driver's license. I wasn't sure where this place was, but he said a surrounding city, and I understood. On his coat, on the back thing where you hang your clothes up here, I think it was a white lab coat. Just like the doctors wear. But this one had his little name tag on it. And it had the pharmacy symbol, stuff like that on it. Okay. He was an older gentleman. It looked like he was in his late 60s. I'm probably pushing up to the 70s, but very, very nice man. And I looked down. He said something. I said, so you're a drug dealer, aren't you? He's like, oh no, no. I said, no. I'm a pharmacist. I was like, yeah. I said, well, technically, you're still dealing drugs. So we laughed a little bit, but I ended up giving him a break. Nice man. He's working with his son at their own mom and pop pharmacy. Because all these big ones are trying to push all the mom and pops out. So I gave him a break. I didn't write him a ticket or nothing like that. No. Like I said, gave him a break. So I believe that is all the stories. My last stop of the day was the fastest one today. Was a 89 and a 60. Of course, I go up. Driver no hables inglés. And I know habla español. And, of course, she has no driver's license. Thank God the teenage girl in there probably in school, you know, illegally here. But she spoke. She must have been here all her life because the little girl sitting there, she had very good English. So had a built-in translator for the most part. But, yeah, 89 and a 60, no driver's license. Don't speak a lick of fucking English or nothing like that. It's aggravating. It's extremely aggravating. I don't know. I know being law enforcement is extremely aggravating. I mean, I am not obligated or nor should I have to learn Spanish when we're in America. If you want to live in America, learn the native language. Just like if I decide to move my fat ass down to Mexico, I better learn me some Spanish because it's not their job to change everything they do to, you know, do concessions for people like that. So, I mean, fair is fair, you know. So, that one was it. That was the last one. I just wanted to rant about, you know, some of these Mexicans shouldn't be driving and stuff like that. You know, I guess that's it until Wednesday. I know Freebird's going to be here. Of course, you know, Holster will be here. I got to get in touch with the box tomorrow. I'm assuming he's going to be here. I'm not sure yet, but I know Freebird will. Freebird won't be here the weekend after next because he's got three meetings, one being the Fuzzy Hat Club. You know, we're gonna have a question. There's going to be a question on tomorrow's podcast. They might want to tune in and see what it is live if y'all make any comments on it. We're going to ask. This was Holster's idea, and it's quite funny. Of course, you know, Freebird don't think it's as funny, but we'll see. He's a good sport. Other than that, everybody, come back tomorrow if y'all want to watch the live stream. Show some respect for Nick. Best thing I can do sometimes for myself, for people that are watching the live streams or on Facebook, they want to see that, you know. Gives it kind of a perspective from my point of view. Not, I mean, it's not, you know, exactly from my point of view, but it's close. It's close. I mean, you kind of see, you're right there in the procession with it. So, everybody stay safe out there and take care of each other. Hug your mama. If she's still alive, go appreciate your mom. If you didn't do it, do it. Because they're not around forever. And when they're gone, you're going to miss the hell out of them. Trust me, for somebody that knows, okay? So stay safe, and we'll talk to y'all Wednesday. Thanks for watching. And remember to smile, because Iceman could always be behind you. We're out.